From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. No additional cases of COVID-19 confirmed on Saturday. The total case count remains at 52. Humboldt County Health Officer Dr. Teresa Frankovich said this slower period in new cases affords residents the opportunity to intensify their preparedness efforts. She said, as I mentioned, with the first county-level state modeling received this past week, we were able to review it, get their perspective on COVID-19 projections, and relate it to our on-the-ground efforts. We'll be sharing that information this coming week and talking about what it can and cannot tell us about what might lie ahead. During the regular Tuesday meeting, Eureka City Council will meet in closed session to discuss one case of existing litigation and public employee performance evaluations. Council will consider a resolution to the shelter crisis that allows for the creation of a women's shelter at 205 7th Street, which will be operated by Betty Chin. A council will consider adopting the COVID-19 Assistance Fund that will provide grants of $50,000 to homeless service providers and up to $200,000 to individuals who can't pay rent or mortgage because of the global pandemic. To continue to support the community with opportunities to safely recreate outdoors and to abide by a physical distancing guideline, the Environmental Services Department has temporarily designated some narrow stretches of trail at the Arcata Marsh and Wildlife Sanctuary as one-way routes. Maps showing the designated one-way trail sections will be posted at the parking lot kiosks, trailhead kiosks, and at the Interpretive Center's door. Also, a printable version of the map is available at cityofarcata.org. Well, the second installment of the 2019-2020 Humboldt County property taxes were due on Friday, April 10th. Those who couldn't make the deadline due to a demonstrated pandemic hardship can send payment until June 10th without late penalties by filling out the Affidavit for Penalty Exemption due to COVID-19 form. More information can be found on the county's website. The City of Arcata and the state have temporary measures in place to support tenants who've lost income due to COVID-19. Both programs available to renters currently residing in Arcata. Arcata tenants are strongly encouraged to make any affordable payment toward rent each month. Both tenant protection programs require that all back due rent payments be made to the landlord in the future. Find out at cityofarcata.org. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.